This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 7:36 on Monday, the 25th of July. You're with me, Melissa Idris, also Kusu Chuang and Julian Ng. Now, coming up in the next half an hour, we've got China working hard to stabilize the yuan. Also, Verizon is set to announce plans to buy Yahoo's search business. So after months of speculation about who will buy this part of Yahoo, we can now expect news of this takeover to come before the market opens in the US later today. Quite interestingly, the deal will also include Yahoo's real estate assets. However, the intellectual property is said to be sold separately.
So there is an activist investor within Yahoo's called Starboard, which has been agitating for some kind of deal for a long time. I think they put Verizon and Yahoo together. Verizon themselves are a telco company that thinks that their telco business is maturing. So they want to expand on the media business. Last year, they took over AOL, and Yahoo's business, apparently to a lot of analysts, is relatively good and would be a good addition to add to Verizon, who wants to take on the likes of Facebook and Google.
Yeah, it's it's avowedly a $4.8 billion acquisition, but it doesn't make clear the story about whether that purchase includes its ownership of Alibaba and I think Yahoo Japan, which have a combined market cap of around about $40 billion. But, you know, the wireless...
It doesn't, right?
Yeah, that's right. So this is interesting for Verizon because, like with most wireless operators around the world, you know, it's all saturated and peaked, yeah? So they want to enter this digital ad market. It's worth $187 billion a year. Is dominated by Google and Facebook. And Verizon are trying to make some kind of headway. They bought AOL a couple of years ago. I think they got this ad location software, which they want to pair up with Yahoo. But, you know, its internet assets are so paltry at this point in time. So they've really got their work cut out for them. Okay. But it is only $4.8 billion. So it's not as if it's a huge amount by today's M&A standards.
Yeah, but I think it does signal some changes and restructuring within Yahoo itself. Marissa Mayer has been a very beleaguered chief of Yahoo after she was appointed in 2012. And she tried to remake Yahoo and rebrand Yahoo, but have been very... very unsuccessful. Yeah. Sales has been very sluggish. She also tried to sell off the entire Alibaba stake before, but investors opposed that because there would be a huge tax bill on that. So this change, selling off of Yahoo's core asset, would probably mark her exit as well.
Ah, so you think that she could leave as CEO?
That's what a lot of analysts think.
But okay, so... once Yahoo sells off its search business, then what is it left with? Essentially, just a stake in Alibaba
and Yahoo Japan.
But that's not really a business, is it? I mean, they're essentially
a
shell
company.
A holding company.
Yes.
What happened to Yahoo with an exclamation point at the end?
Philo and Yang. So they're like, oops. They go from Yahoo to oops. Yeah. Right?
Just compare the trajectory of these very early internet companies, Amazon and Yahoo, because they started almost at the same time 20 years ago. That's forever ago in the early days of the internet, right? And today, Amazon has made Jeff Bezos the third richest man in the world, and Yahoo is nowhere to be seen. I guess they were very lost in what they want to do, and they were being challenged, their position being challenged by the likes of Facebook and Google as well. I mean, a few years ago, Microsoft offered to take over...
40-something billion,
wasn't over 40
it?
Billion. But I think that included the stake in Alibaba.
Yeah, okay, just last point on Verizon, and they're trying to make a fist of it by using their access into people's mobile phones in America to geolocate where you are and then to target ads more clearly along with their software from AOL. But Yahoo is no longer the internet pioneers they once were. Mm-hmm. They've been left badly behind. They don't have any inroads into digital video. They don't have any inroads into the visual, the visual platforms like the Instagrams or the Snapchats. They have no YouTube. They've got no Facebook Live. These are the new playgrounds, and it's moving so fast that you just had this very... well, I think sad is a bit of a strong word.
No, I was thinking.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought it was sad when you were saying, well, they don't have this and they don't have that. I was thinking, oh, that's actually quite sad.
Yeah.
And think of the heyday of Yahoo, right?
Yeah. You know?
When you had a Yahoo account, I'm sure.
I did. Yeah. Yahoo, but just the digital...
I don't remember password to that, nor the username.
Just the digital video ad market that belongs to YouTube is something like $9.8 billion, which is twice the price that, Verizon will probably pay for Yahoo US. You know what I mean? So It's a bit of a dent in the edifice.
Okay, there we go. We'll keep an eye on whether when Verizon will announce the plans to buy Yahoo's search business, likely to be before market opens in the US today. 7:41 right now, the deputy governor of the People's Bank of China, Chen Yulu, he said that the PBOC will likely work hard to keep the yuan stable against the basket of major currencies.
I think earlier a lot of investors and speculators were thinking that China would join the race to the bottom as far as currencies are concerned because they need to push exports with a cheap currency. But now that the deputy governor has come out to say that they will defend China to the US dollar at 670, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're giving up the quest to spur exports? There is something else involved, which is the fear of the crash of financial assets in China, and that is a very big fear. So this 670 level is in the crosshair of the deputy governor.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Chinese PBOC have got this huge dilemma because, I think the last few months, I think last year as well, they had this huge capital outflow from the system, and they spent a big chunk of their reserves defending the yuan, and you know this whole systemic issue of the huge over leverage in China. At the G20 meeting just a couple of days ago, senior chief saying there is no systemic risk.
Yeah.
We're not over debt, over leveraged, and you know.
Did you read that with some raised eyebrows?
Yeah,
you know, okay.
And this whole trust deficit has come to a point where when government officials and central bank officials say black, we actually think they mean white. You know, don't worry, everything's fine. Just like how Deutsche Bank is saying, that's fine, it's fine, it's fine, don't worry about it, right? Just like how Lehman said in 2007, everything's okay.
It's scary. It's quite scary. But China wants to nudge the support a little bit further by saying that they want to open up the currency market and allow bond issuance either in China, people seeking money in China, or Chinese companies raising money abroad. This will go in some way to liberating the currency, which might go in some way to provide some degree of support for financial markets as well.
Christine Lagarde, she is likely to avoid any jail time and keep her job as the head of IMF, the International Monetary Fund. And this was after she was ordered to stand trial in France on charges that could carry a potential prison term. So if you remember, she was charged for alleged negligence during her time as the French finance minister, and that paved the way for that massive government payout to tycoon Bernard Tapie.
Yep, she apparently orchestrated this massive payout while she was finance minister. But a lot of people think that she would not be charged guilty because she has a sterling reputation within the IMF now. A lot of people like her. But if there is an actual guilty sentence, it would be 1 year's prison and 15,000 euros in fines. I mean, the 15,000 euros is nothing, but that 1 year sentence is crippling for her career.
Yeah, so the decision that she was ostensibly responsible for gave Bernard Tapie 341 million euros in terms of payoffs. Of course, that was overturned in an appeals court later on. But I mean, you know, if she's found guilty, 15,000 euros versus 341 million euros, right? I mean, at the highest echelons of power and authority everywhere around the world, there doesn't seem to be any culpability of any kind of sort.
What about that? What was that? Dominic Strauss-Kahn? Yeah, you remember that high-profile case? That was a bit more serious, though. That was allegations of sexual assault.
Yeah, the charges against him were actually dropped, but he did own up to having these dalliances as an IMF MD. But a lot of
he lost
the cases,
his career, but
and the cases were settled out of court.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.